This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are lurkers.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yep.
Yeah, so these are like cave floor mimics. Forest floor mimics.
These things seem very real to me. Like, I don't think they are.
Like well-realized, or?
No, like this, like, if you told me these were real, I would believe it. Maybe not you right now, but I mean, if I just found out, like, this is based, because this is the kind of thing that happens all the time underwater.
Yes. Yeah.
Like those disguise fish, then, like, why wouldn't there be a land version of that?
Yeah. I mean, like, this is just one step away from a halibut. I don't know if a halibut is predatory, but it's kind of the same deal.
Yeah.
Like, this is a poisonous anemone that looks like a rock.
Yeah. Which I could just imagine that being a thing. Like, I don't think it is. I think I would have heard about it right now, but like, I can just imagine, you know, me walking along a forest floor and there being like a little spiky thing that hides under leaves for me to step on it and get poisoned and eaten.
Yeah. By it. Well, it would roll you up like a carpet and then abscond with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and better, you know, the better man won, you know, like,
I've been outsmarted.
I'll take it. I accept my fate. You know, I should have walked where I was going.
I will accept an honorable death.
Yeah. As the food for these flesh blankets.
Yeah. So we've gotten in trouble for confusing stingrays and manta rays. I believe these are like manta rays.
And we really get in trouble.
I mean, as mild. So somebody said, oh, you mixed up stingrays and manta rays.
Okay.
Yeah.
To which I say
fi. They're both adorable when you look at them from the bottom. You ever look at the bottom of a ray? You ever gone to an aquarium and pet a ray?
No.
Oh, it's great.
I don't touch sea creatures.
Oh.
That sounds like a bit, but it's not. Like, I have too much like fear of the underwater.
That's such a strange thing, because we've both talked about loving going to aquariums, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is a real thing. Like, I will always. So you said that with the conviction of somebody who has more opportunities to touch sea creatures than I do.
Yeah. First of all, I just Google image search stingray and manta ray, and they are not that different looking. So I'm just they work pretty. You know, they're pretty similar.
Okay.
But I, like, whenever I go to an aquarium, there's like an aquarium in Portland that has like the, like, you can touch all the weird sea cucumbers and shit.
Yeah.
And my ex and I went, and like, she touched one of them, and I wouldn't kiss her for like the rest of the day. I was just like, this is gross, man. You got like fucking sea virus on you, and I don't need it. Like, I don't know. There's no part of my imagination that won't picture one of these things jumping out of the water and like getting on me.
Even when you watch like little kids do it.
Yeah, I fear for those kids. I want to pull them back from the brink, my friend.
I roll up like Baby Huey. Like, come on, man. I just hip check these little kids out the way. I'm going to touch that ray.
Yeah, I don't like touching them. I mean, I get that they might like it, you know. And let's say I was underwater and I get saved by a dolphin. Like, I would probably do, like, I could probably give this dolphin a reach around as part of my thanks.
I'm not asking you to rub this into completion.
I'm fine. I'll do it. I just... So you
know, it's fine. I know it's rude for you to ask, so I'm just gonna do it.
I don't want to embarrass us both. I'll just jerk off this dolphin. I just mean that like they like it, and they that's what I think of when I think of dolphins specifically. But like, there's something about the skin, like, just being wet and smooth and weird.
Oh, but it's rough. It's like sandpaper.
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
that's just it's wet all the time.
It's a contradiction.
Yeah, you think that they would be smooth, you know?
Yeah.
For water reasons, but I don't know. I don't like touching underwater things. Like, I love the aquarium. I go to the aquarium, but it is like, I love it the same way I like going to like a horror movie.
Okay.
Like, just like, I look at the, you know, the tube of jellyfish and I'm like, ah, and that feels good to me. Like, I get a thrill out of it. Like, oh, that thing could burst and I could be coated in those shits any second now.
The only thing at the aquarium that bugs me is the gigantic crabs.
Those things are really fucked up too, man.
Yeah. I don't like those one bit.
They move too slow. Yeah, but like deliberately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I went to the aquarium. I need to go again.
I need to go again as well. I need to see like if my niece comes down. There's something weird about me. I don't feel comfortable going to an aquarium alone as a grown ass man.
Yeah. There's an aquarium in one of the like close kind of like adjacent towns to Portland, but it's like one of those blackfish aquariums where a couple of years ago, there were all these stories about all the dead animals. And I was like, I can't support that place.
No.
It kind of sucks because it'd be the easiest one to get to. Like, I could get on a max to it, you know, more or less.
Yeah,
but it's no good.
Yeah.
That's okay. And it's also, I don't go to aquariums now that I'm not coupled. Like I go, that's a real date activity. Let's go to the coast and get a cabin or get a hotel room, go to the aquarium.
Yeah.
Super nice. Just be by myself. It's just like,
yeah,
be, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. So yeah. If we did make it clear, these are like manta ray like things that will rest on the floor, either in a cave or in a forest or a ceiling. Sorry. I'm thinking of the floor ones because that is kind of the more horrifying, and they are disguised like whatever surface they are on, and they will spring up and attack you.
Yes, or spring down and attack you, and that's really it. They just kind of wrap you up and eat you. So there's not too much to them. Like, they fit a really nice dungeon ecology. Like, you're set up a dungeon, you want to court, you know, a clutch of these bad boys.
Yeah,
you know, but strangely, there's not like information on, you know, how much their eggs are worth and stuff.
No. So for the lurkers, trappers, and miner eggs, they can all be sold for 900 GP, or hatchlings for one for 1,001.
Oh yeah, there we go. But yeah. Only for the lurkers.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's for
all of them. So like, yeah, you can establish, you know, you can grow yourself for your little, you can do a terrarium with these things.
Some of them, you can use their skin to make non-magical +1 leather armor,
yeah,
which that's crazy because, you know, magical armor is really, really desirable in this. And I imagine just like next time I introduce a wizard to a bunch of, you know, NPCs, they're going to have like a fish tank with one of these things in it that they breed for well, to make armor.
But they're not aquatic. He's drowning them.
No. Like a crab attack.
Okay.
Like a terrarium.
Is that honestly what they call them? Crabitats?
They're called crabitats, my friend.
Jeez.
Yeah, I learned that when I did my time in Crabitat for Crabmanity.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.